From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, the 7th day of February 2014. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 29 degrees. There will be wind chill values as low as minus 3 degrees. For Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 8 degrees. We'll run down the weekend's weather in a moment, but first, here's what's in the local news. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star that the former local ocean facility has been sold. The new owner is Fortune Resources of Santa Fe Springs, California. Rehabilitation of the 31.5-acre facility, located on Route 9 in Greenport, has begun. The new enterprise will be known as the Hudson Seafood Company. Fortune Resources Chief Executive Joseph Morelli told the paper he was not ready to provide additional details at this time, but that more information on the company's plans for the facility will be released in the coming months. In other business news, John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that Phoenix Hudson, a manufacturer of plastic netting, has ceased operations and moved out of the former warehouse it occupied on North 2nd Street in Hudson. Columbia County Planning and Economic Development Commissioner Ken Flood said the closure was caused by difficulties the plant was having with the machinery used to produce the fencing. Mayor William H. Hallenbeck Jr. said it would have been a good company for Hudson because of its plans to employ up to 25 people. But he understood the three partners had irreconcilable differences. The building on North 2nd Street formerly housed the Emzig Button Factory, which closed in 2001. That is a story that you will find in today's Register Star. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Town Board has heard again from senior citizens still upset about the reduced hours for the Washington Irving Senior Citizen Center and its director. The latest confrontation came during a board meeting on Tuesday, February the 6th, when board members were told that they had not provided a good explanation for the cuts. Resident Rosemary Graham said, and I quote, "The general public must be told why the heart of the Senior Citizen Center is being forced out, and they must be told in complete specific detail," end quote. Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said the operating hours at the center were cut at the recommendation of the center director, Anne Marie Moran. Moran denied she recommended a reduction in hours. She said she suggested an increase. That is a story that you will find in today's Daily Freeman. Well, it's Friday, and it is definitely snowy. So here's Tom Rowe with the WGXC Ski Report.
Let it snow, oh, oh, let it snow.
This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC Ski Report. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for links to all the local ski resorts and the National Weather Service at newsroom.wgxc.org. There has been a lot of snow so far this year, and after snowstorms last weekend, the whole country is covered. National Weather Service predicts a little more on Sunday, too. Window Mountain now has 38 groomed trails, 51 in total open, with 7 lifts running over 15 to 65 inches of snow. Local musicians Toss Crew and Sunny Rock perform there Saturday, February 8th. Hunter Mountain also has 7 lifts running to 47 trails, over 36 to 100 inches of snow. At Catamount Ski in Hillsdale, 33 of 34 trails are open, with 4 of 6 lifts running over 18 to 36 inches of snow.
Let it snow. Oh, oh, let it snow.
So our weather for today will be mostly sunny with a high near 29 degrees. Wind chill values will be as low as minus 3. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 8 degrees. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 29. Saturday night, a chance of snow showers, cloudy with a low around 15. On Sunday, a chance of snow, cloudy with a high near 29 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 15. And for back to work Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 7. Sunrise today was at 7 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:18 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 17 minutes of daylight. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Friday, the 7th day of February 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.